we're talking Christmas, and that's specifically what you're here to talk about. You have a solution for Christmas shopping locally.
Yes, we have. Invite people to see us at the old school art center, and we have this Raglan Spirit of Christmas starting tonight at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And I know that a lot of people anticipating it already.
Yeah, so what's the basic idea of this exhibition?
Well, the basic idea started with just fundraising for the Raglan Clay Shed, the community clay shed, and now it has become one of the biggest fundraisers for the Old School Art Center, so supporting a whole range of art. And
okay.
It's amazing.
So how does it work? Like, who are the artists and how does
well,
it
work? Well, we have 18 artists coming up with amazing, creative and beautiful ideas and keepsakes and practical things which hopefully attract the Christmas shopper and attract... I think it's very sustainable. It's made locally. We don't have plastic stuff. It's something you want to hold on and use. And so we have wood and fabric and clay, of course, lots of clay.
Yeah.
And glass. And it's just a feast. The old school is just... sparkling and without plastic.
So you've got it all set up now. It's all set up.
Well, yeah. Nearly. We have to shush a little bit more this morning.
Okay, but you've got a few hours. Yeah. And so is it like an opening tonight or is it just...
It's an opening tonight, but we... anybody walk through the door at any time, I always say, I'm open for business. Yesterday we already...
Okay. Oh, you already sold some.
Well, because the old school has the sign, the office is open, so there's a big open sign, so I can't... I only say, people, be careful when you walk through because we're still setting up. But, you know, if you see something...
And you've got money.
Yeah.
Susanna will take your money, folks, don't worry.
Yeah, for sure. I like if you could just bring money, would be even better.
Yeah, there is an FPOS machine.
Yeah, but FPOS machine.
But it's
and I did for the first time. I mean I'm not very I'm not a retailer normally. So I did one of these wallet things even. I don't know. They have a wallet on their phone. Probably lots of people.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not an expert on that
either.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, and now one of the things, is it still cash and carry? Like when you buy it, you can take it right away?
Yes, cash and carry. Correct, yeah.
Yeah, because most exhibitions, you get the red spot and you wait till the end.
No. We have things to replace. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a room out the back with more stuff.
Well, the office is full.
Oh, the office is full. Oh, sorry, Max and Shona. They
yeah.
have to put up with that. Okay, so that's how that works. I was going to say, so different types of media, is it the same artist? Are you one of the artists?
Yeah.
Are you doing stuff?
Yeah,
what have you done?
Because I play with clay, I have done just, and I like quirky. And the Christmas exhibition is for me just fun. So I don't express myself as an artist. I just have a lot of fun and quirky ideas.
Okay, so you've been responsible for those tall...
Some
things.
Of the,
I don't know how to. What do you call them?
They're garden stacks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yes, there's one garden stack, and we advertise $500 to $500. But sorry, this particular garden stack is a bit more.
Okay. Have you made like a really big one?
Well,
or a fan?
It's special.
It's a special one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to say, how do you describe that in artistic terms? Bigger.
Yeah.
Fancy. No. Special. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the opening's tonight, and you can walk in the doors from 10 till 4, I think, every day
yes,
after that.
Yes, 10 to 4. And we
for how long?
We're closing on Sunday the 8th. It's the market day, the creative market.
Oh, yeah.
So we close at 1 o'clock, like everybody else.
Okay, so that market will be the last chance.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I imagine there'll be quite a few people. That market is a real Christmas shopping market as well.
Yeah, so we're going really short and sharp this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So... we have the lovely Christmas cakes people can order, and we do they can be picked up, I think, on this between the 16th and the 18th of December.
Mm.
So we bake them fresh, but I have some cakes already there.
Okay.
So they are baked in ceramic bowls. So it's $45. It's a complete beautiful present, and it's eatable.
So, and you get to keep the bowl.
You keep the bowl.
Yeah. And the cake is, what sort of cake is it?
It's a Christmas cake.
It means a fruit cake?
A fruit cake, yes. Yeah. I call it our secret ingredients. It cuts through the sweetness. It's just very... and you can try it tonight with bubbles.
So okay, right.
The cake is on... little pieces of cake will be available tonight to taste.
Oh, so starting from 6.
From 6, yeah.
From 6.
Come around for bubbles and cakes.
At the old school house.
Yes, and I made some elderflower cordial and sparkling water for the people who are non-alcoholics.
Okay. So these are fundraisers for the old school as well, but also for the artists, and it's shopping local and saving us going to Hamilton. What else is happening?
Yeah, so we have we teamed up with the Coast Guard this year. Our local Coast Guard, they need a new. They're working on replacing their old boat, which is apparently 20. Blah, blah, years old.
Yeah.
And it's now very expensive to hold on.
Yeah, to maintain.
So yeah. They are fundraising, and they're talking a million or something.
Yeah, I was talking to the Coast Guard way off at the start of the year. I think I talked to them about that. So it's going to be a long project to raise the money.
Yes. And so, and I'm very good in seed funding, like when we built the old school, the new building. I mean, I did 10 years of fundraising, but it was just little things. But these little things actually built up to big things.
Yeah.
And it showed commitment, and so attracted other sponsors. So I suggested to the Coast Guard that we had two working bees, and we made like donut-like decorations and boat-like decorations, like nautical, and then we painted them orange and blue and whatever. And so we have nautical-themed Christmas decorations, and the money goes to the Coast Guard. We just keep a little bit for our admin out of it, because it's just, people pay by card and you have fees and so on.
Yeah.
And so we have the Christmas, the lifesavers, they look cool. They're $10, and the boats are $20, and they come with a little card, and if you want to make a bigger donation, you can just pop it in their account.
Okay, brilliant.
But I hope that people add to their Christmas shopping also one of the Coast Guard.
Yeah, so that'll be visible when they get
yes.
there.
Yeah. We have a big lifesaver there with the Gallagher.
Okay.
You know, the Coast Guard, and the boat is called Gallagher.
Okay.
Whatever. So, and and we have a raffle.
Oh, raffle as well.
The
yeah.
raffle as well. We have a beautiful, very, very, what do you call it? It's very soaked in brandy, a traditional Christmas cake.
Oh, yes.
There. Beautifully decorated. And we have two pieces of artwork, one of Susan Flight and one of Otto Rigo. A beautiful photography. We raffle off. It's just...
is that Rodrigo who's with us at the radio station?
Yeah. And he donated it to the old school, and we thought we include this in the raffle, because the raffle goes normally very, very well.
Okay.
People have a chance to get a beautiful photography of Puerto Rico for it's $3 a raffle ticket, or 2 for $5.
Okay.
We haven't put up the prices since we started
11
years ago.
It's one of the few prices that hasn't gone up lately then.
No. The team has made Christmas decorations, and they're still $5 in the Lucky Dips Christmas theme. They're also $2. They haven't come up with prices.
That's all of that sort of thing. But there's something else you want to talk about as well, isn't there, about clay classes or the clay in general? What are we doing here?
I would like just to talk a little bit about the Glacier. The Glacier is a members' facility. It's part of the old school art center, and we offer classes to children, teens, and adults. And the teen classes, they are on my heart, and I just want to put it out to the community. If you have anybody in your household, 13 to 17 or 18, we have an amazing teacher, and we offer one class per term, and it's heavily sponsored, so it is offered half price. Mm. And so to get teens excited about creating, be creative, like clay is such an awesome medium. I taught the little kids for a long, long, long time. I'm not teaching anymore. But I see them smile and thrive and loving it.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
And your children, Aaron,
loved it. They're all adults now.
Yeah,
Susanna.
Yes, exactly. I just want to, while I'm on the phone, while I'm on air, I want to put a big thanks out to all the volunteers, which are involved in the art center, and especially the clay shed. We plastered the town yesterday with signs.
There's one across. I can see one out the window on the wall over there.
Oh, thank you, Glenn, for allowing me to put this on.
I was on the new fence outside the club.
The new fence.
Well, it's a good thing to do with that fence, I think. That's a good purpose for it.
Yeah, and I was very careful. So, so we have all these amazing sign writers, and to run our clay shed, which runs very successful and brings lots of joy to a lot of members or a lot of people. Thank you to all the volunteers, which probably the key members, they virtually put 40% of their time they actually spent down there is volunteer time.
Right.
Cleaning, organizing, helping other people. They're actually not doing, being super creative while they're there.
Mm.
But it's so important to have this backup.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of organizations in this town, we rely on volunteers.
Yeah, heavily
to get things to happen.
There are no fairies in the glacier. It's real people.
No fairies magically making things happen.
Yeah,
that's what you say. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Is that everything we were going to talk about this morning?
I think so. I look at my list, and I think we.
We'll just remind people about, because the exhibition's opening tonight, isn't it? So yeah, just give people the details.
Okay, so we're opening the doors at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's cash and carry, and we have also FPOST, of course, bring big bags.
Yeah.
And we are open every day. We open again on Sunday and Saturday, of course, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we run to Sunday the 8th, and we finish at 1 o'clock then.